We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we have on a comedian and we do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, our guest is Nico Presley. Not only is she an improviser here in Chicago, but she's a professional model, and because of that, she wanted to do a podcast that mocks the industry with two weird, eccentric characters. These two just seem to get weirder and weirder as the podcast goes on. It's a lot of fun. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Model Podcast.
Good morning, these United States. I'm Clark Reagan. You might remember me from such viral online videos such as how to dance with crazy inflatable balloon men and how to drown underwater. So, welcome to the Model Podcast, where we talk about everything from modeling to fashion to how to stay skinny and be your best and make money.
And I'm Stumps. I am a world-class famous photographer. You might have seen my work where I take pictures through donut holes, but you actually don't see the donuts. I also made Memento 3.
I saw that. It was lovely.
Thank you. There wasn't a Memento 2. And it was unlicensed.
Oh, it was uncanny. It wasn't expected.
I don't remember making it.
It's odd.
Yes. So, we just got done with the weekend. Let's talk about our weekends.
Oh, yes.
Can we talk about our weekends? What did you do this weekend? Clark.
Oh, so, thank you, Stumps. This weekend, I went on a bar crawl. Apparently, Americans love brunching. But I don't
you
like...
You are from America, though, correct? You were born in Indiana.
I think that culture is a relevant thing, and I spent 4 months in London.
That is true. I just want everyone to know that you are from Indiana. But go on. But you culturally identify as being British, correct?
Cockney.
Yes, got it.
Actually, it's more relatable. I like to be relatable.
What city is that in?
Luxembourg.
Okay, Luxembourg's a tiny country surrounded by another country.
It sounds British.
It kind of. Anyway, go on, sorry. You went on a bar crawl this weekend.
I went on a brunch bar crawl.
Brunch bar crawl.
And something I do because I don't seem to have a lot of friends anymore in this country, I like to go into bathrooms and call the numbers on the sides.
Okay, we've talked about this. You shouldn't be doing that.
Oh, yes, Stumps, but nothing has happened. If anything, I've met all sorts of interesting people.
Do you, though?
Yes, I met one gentleman who works at a waste removal factory, and you would not believe the list.
He works at a waste removal factory?
He has to wear a white suit while he works through shit that is taken from the Fox Valley River. I think it's quite interesting.
But anyway, so you went to these bathrooms, you called these numbers.
Yes, I did.
What happened?
Well, I met one gentleman who would not tell me his name, and when he got angry and hung up, I found another cell phone and called him back just to let him know that an ex-girlfriend probably wrote his number on the bathroom stall because she was probably very angry at him, and he did not take kindly to that.
Yes.
He hung up, and I borrowed another girl's cell phone, called him back. He finally broke down, told me about the breakup, and got it off his chest. So I'd like to think that I did a lovely thing. He just needs someone to be... He just needed to felt heard.
I think you just did psychological harassment.
No! There's so many problems Americans these days are not dealing with.
Again, you're from Indiana. Again, from Indiana.
I am from Wales.
You are... Is it Luxembourg or Wales? Where's Wales?
It has cliffs. It's one of the seven wonders of the world that people go diving off of. My brother did it. It's a thing.
Which side? North. Just say a direction.
West.
It's west. I don't know if that's right. I can't tell you.
Look at a map. It's west of London.
I'm from California. I was born in Huntington Beach.
You don't sound like it.
Oh.
Mr. Stumps.
What do you want me to sound like if from California? It's like, what's up, dude? Oh, man.
No, you sound too much like a commoner, Mr. Stumps. Please keep your class.
Dude, you want to go bodyboarding and get some wahoos and, you know, like head on down to Santa Monica?
That's what people say. Quite lovely.
Yes.
There's actually a lot of homeless happening down there. That should be taken care of.
It should be. They should all be euthanized, yes. But it is my native tongue, so it's very easy for me to get through.
Mm.
That goes into my weekend. I'm a 40-year-old man who has built an empire out of photography, and I went on several dates with young 20-year-old women.
Well, I think that's great. Good for them.
Yes. None of them called me back. They said I was too eccentric because I eat with a butter knife instead of a fork. Or because I showed up in just stamps.
Did you lick the stamps?
I licked all the stamps and stuck them on my body.
I don't see how that's a problem.
I don't see
how
it's a problem. It worked well in Mulan. I don't understand. I show up, I told them I'm into photography, and I show up in stamps. I thought
those
it was
ladies
great
don't
stamps.
Understand good photographer.
Yeah,
then.
They were forever stamps, so they're good for whenever. You buy them and then they're just
think
good.
Of all the money those girls could save on posting.
Yes, right? Hmm. Also,
Americans.
Also, one of them asked if I'd pay for the college, so I think I'm paying for one of them through college. I don't even know. I didn't realize that I'm part of the problem.
I wouldn't say it's a problem. I say that you're helping young women everywhere. You're giving them a second chance.
Hmm. Well, speaking of women, now we move on to the section of just how awful women are.
Oh, God, they're the worst!
Women are the worst thing that has happened to humanity since the man.
With their broad shoulders. Women don't even have broad shoulders.
They should.
We have to wear shoulder pads.
Which is,
I had a surgery done, you know.
Oh, yes.
These bones, these are real.
Yes.
Excruciating.
Well, those bones are from a walrus, correct? They're walrus tusk.
Walrus tusk.
Can you
bones.
Not say walrus?
I cannot. It's too painful. I feel like they're a part of me now. The walrus that they got from his name was Snippers.
Snippers. They named it before they murdered it. That's a very bold move to name something before you kill it. It's like naming a cow before you have it.
Poor little Snippers.
Yes. Also, why don't you just wear shoulder pads? The whole surgery was very unnecessary. Also, could we just use cow bone? That would have worked just fine.
No, I don't eat red meat.
I don't... What meat color is walrus?
Not red.
Is it seafood?
Well,
it's a mammal.
Here's the thing of why I did that. I did that because when you go into a fit model fitting, fit models actually aren't the athletic type you think that the name would insinuate.
Yes.
When agencies are looking for fit models, a fit model is a girl who, when a new clothing line needs... they need a model for their clothing, for the sizes, you know, mm-hmm. small, medium, large, whatever. They hire a fit model who has the average sizes proportion-wise so that the average shoulders, chest size, hips, waist, feet, all of that. And I was too small in my shoulder area. So now when I go into a casting, I have the perfect shoulders and I am the perfect fit model, even though I do not work out.
Well, I guess that all makes sense. That makes perfect sense. I don't even know why I questioned it.
You shouldn't.
How awful are women? It just... You go first.
Oh, women are the worst. Whenever I walk into a room, there are women who just turn around and don't even look at me in the eye. They start hiding their boyfriends, hiding their girlfriends. And I feel like such an outsider. So I've always had guy friends, even though I only have one or two that I haven't slept with. I surround myself with strong men so I can go about my day.
That's the best way to do things.
It
just
is.
Surround yourself in men, because women are the worst. And also, to be fair, people should hide their boyfriends, because you've cheated. You've cheated. I was dating that young lady, and you just had sex with her for no reason.
To be fair, I have never cheated on a boyfriend or girlfriend, but I am usually the one that they call... for a mistress, and I don't even know I'm being the mistress. I just think, like, oh, this might be fun. Maybe
yes.
I can find someone who loves me for me, who knows that I'm afraid of tea kettles, and that I like to go into graveyards, and I have pet rats, and I'm...
By the way, did you go... Your legs are all a shammer.
I did, yes.
You got to stop. You're not allowed in those graveyards at night.
What? It's the
Let the dead be. Did you leave the shovel? Did you? Look me in the eye and tell me you left the shovel.
You didn't leave the shovel. It might be buried somewhere.
No. You buried... How do you bury a shovel?
Carefully.
That's an old Chinese riddle.
Well, I modeled there too, so it makes sense.
You buried the shovel.
So think of...
Why did you bury the shovel?
So that no one would...
How are you going to get it out?
I go back in 20 years. Just like I look at my picture of my father and I every year I go back in about 20 years and I have to find it. If it's meant to be, then it's meant to be, then if I find it.
You know how squirrels hide nuts and they forget where they are and then it makes a tree? I have a feeling there's just buried shovels all around the United of States and no one will know where they'll ever be.
If they could grow... Stumps.
What?
It's these United States, not the United of State.
Listen, you have to stop going in these graveyards, okay?
They're the most peaceful places in Chicago.
I'm sure they are.
People are suffering from depression, anxiety. We all make up excuses for our anxiety. We live in a society that lives on a platform of social media, and we don't know how to socialize. There's noise everywhere, and it's so nice just going to a graveyard because everything's at peace.
Why don't you just find a cave?
No one's sad in caves.
Everyone's sad. Everyone's dead.
Oh, please, the mafia could still put someone in a cave. It doesn't mean they're at rest.
The mafia could put someone in a cave?
Yes, they could.
Is that an old Chinese riddle, too?
That was in a movie that I played in. I was a dead girl.
In a cave.
I paid for 2 months' rent off that money.
It's a movie. It's not real. Oh, God. I'm so...
These are the stories of our lives.
No, stop going into these graveyards.
You're
not allowed
in. That was a commercial that I did about 3 years ago. It didn't go well, but I got paid for that.
Close the door when you go to the bathroom. You have to start doing that as well. It's disgusting.
But then my rats won't know where I am.
Oh. They know, they see you go in, and you shut the door.
But why do you think that animals try to sniff us and rub all over us when we get out of the bathroom? We wash away our scent, they have no idea who we are. They get momentary amnesia for what that odorless person is smelling like soap coming out of the bathroom. They get so confused.
So you're telling me my pet sloth has no idea who I am when I take a shower?
Correct.
Hookers knows exactly who I am every time I walk up to him. I see that dumb look in his far apart eyes and its squishy little nose, and I bop him on the tail. He doesn't have a tail. I bop him on the butt, and I say, hookers. Who's daddy? And I can just leave the doors open. I don't have to worry about him ever running away.
Oh, God, it's... I can feel the ghost of snippers in my shoulders.
No, no.
They're getting a life of their own.
No, stop it.
They're poking through my vest again.
Oh, God, no. All right, let's
snippers,
move on.
Stop. Stop, snippers.
Can we just get on to how to stay skinny? Can you teach us how to stay skinny?
Oh, that's my favorite thing to talk about. So, ladies, if you realize how much we all suck and you want to make it in this world, this
you
is
suck,
a...
You suck, women. You suck. You're
we
the worst.
We suck. We do. Even I do. I know it. I accept
you're
it.
You're mean to people for no reason.
That's how I can get ahead of life. When I walk into a room, I have to be mean to other women to put them in their place and give them a reason not to like me if I know that they don't like me from the beginning. It makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So
how to stay skinny?
How to stay skinny.
By the way, I don't need to stay skinny. I'm a photographer. I'm 4 feet tall, I'm 324 pounds, weighed myself this morning, lost a pound.
Oh.
That's why they call me Stumps, because I just look like a stump of a person, like a great redwood tree that was cut down, and I'm what was left. Stumps.
I wonder how many rings you'd have if we could cut you open, Stumps.
Well, I am 45, so I assume that I would have 45 rings. That's how that works, right?
I wonder how many lives you live, Stumped. Anyway, to stay skinny.
How to stay skinny.
What I do once a week, especially after I have my cheat meal, is I will warm up a can of prune juice, take 3 laxatives. They have to be an herbal laxative so that they don't tear out your insides, along with ibuprofen so that you don't feel it. And for the next 8 hours, I'm in excruciating pain, having diarrhea, simultaneously vomiting, all of the weight and the fat out. And then for the next 3 days, I shat out fat.
Is that how that works? You just shit out fat.
You can. I've seen it. You look in the toilet to make sure that's what it is.
Why are you looking in the toilet?
Just to make sure I'm doing it right.
Sometimes I've walked by and I've seen you with the door open to the bathroom, just staring deep into the toilet. Is that what you're doing?
Thank you, by the way, for putting me through Dublin University. That was a... Thank you.
Yes, it was a study abroad program. Again, you did not live there for very long.
I can go into my Irish accent.
No, is that you?
Thank you for putting me through Dublin University.
That's your Irish accent.
I studied there for 3 months.
Do you want to hear mine?
Yes.
Oh, what a lovely sack of potatoes. Oity toity toity. Oh, what are you doing over there?
That's stereotypical.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing over here? We're all got red hair and we're all eating potatoes. We all drink and we all punch each other in the face. Oity toity toity.
That's an Irish person. Oh, no, now I've lost. Oh,
that sounds like an Irish woman.
Oh, it is? Oh, Shabbos, get in here and clean the floor. Shabbos, where's the potatoes?
Yeah, that's it.
Stumps,
that's
it. I feel like there's so much more I can learn from you.
Yes, well, thank you. I went to Ireland one time. When I went to Irish, I didn't go to Ireland. I went to Ireland town in L.A. It's where all the Irish people live. Yes.
It's right next to Koreatown.
It's right next to Koreatown. It's a stark... You go from Koreatown, which is all black-haired people and straight black hair, beautiful people, and then you go into Irish town. It's a bunch of uggos with bright red hair, and they're all pasty white and disgusting.
The IRA over there is alive and well.
Exactly. How do you stay skinny besides pooping constantly?
Well, you might see a lot of girls like Kendall Jenner or the big fashion runway models. Mm-hmm. They seem very angry or tired, and you are like on America's Next Top Model. Those girls are always so hungry, so tired.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of models, what's really helped me is eating small meals throughout the day, basically consisting of fruit.
Like a bird.
Like a bird. Eating like a bird of fruit just throughout the day. No protein. You don't want to put on any muscle. No fat, no carbs, no oils. Drink lots of water. Eat ice so you trick yourself into thinking that you're full.
How do you... Wait. You mean have a Slurpee?
No. That has sugar.
Yes, but it's mostly ice.
Still
so
no.
So it's good for you.
Still no.
No.
And when you go to Starbucks, you order a regular latte with soy or coconut milk. Coconut actually has a property in it that makes you feel more full. So you research your foods
and
make
property?
You feel more full. I don't know. I just know it's science.
That's funny because I could eat 14 Mounds bars and I feel fantastic. I'm still very hungry.
Stumps, you are true to your name.
Yes. Try to eat one Mounds bar. Try them Almond Joy.
I'll lick it and that'll fill me up.
That's disgusting. So, okay, so you don't eat. You eat ice if you do eat. You just drinking straight caffeine. You're pooping constantly.
Yes.
Why is this for again? Who would like to have sex with you at this point?
Well,
you're pooping all the time. You're angry.
This is why it's been so difficult to find someone who loves me for me. I'm a very career-driven, motivated, independent businesswoman, and this is my business. My body is my business, and I know how to advertise and present myself to modeling agencies and big campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
Where I can make a living off of it. And anyone who judges me for what I put myself through is just jealous because I can make a living this way.
So that's your staying skinny tips? For me, I'd say take the stairs. Instead of the elevator.
Not too much cardio. Don't build up your thighs.
Really? You can't do any cardio?
You can do some. Walk. Don't have a car. Walk.
I see you segue a lot. You segued in here. You segued into my house. Is that why you had me put in those ramps?
You're a clever one, you are.
Yes. I see you have a Fitbit. It just says I can see it just has a one. You took one step today?
That's all I had to take.
You somehow...
You know, I didn't even step. I segued to the bathroom, and me stepping off the segue to the toilet counted as a step.
Oh, that's what gets you. How'd you get back on without a step?
I fell to the ground, and I fell to the ground and I climbed my way back up the way you climb your way back into castings, back into the world that will give you nothing back, so you have to take it.
I hate to be the bummer of this, but I think that climbing up a Segway uses more calories than if you just took a step. I think you should just maybe... I think maybe you're burning more calories using this Segway.
Stumps, who are we interviewing?
I'm sorry. You're the one who knows how to stay skinny. What do I know? I'm 324 pounds.
That's right. You stay in your place, Stumps.
Sorry, but I've tried to lose weight. I lost that pound.
Oh, good for you.
Because I took the stairs one time.
Hey, do you want an almond joy?
Ooh, I want. Ooh, I can't. I haven't had my insulin shot yet. I got diabetes. It just happens.
You know what? I haven't tried that drug yet. Can I have some with you?
You can't have my insulin. It'll kill you. We're on to our last segment, relationships.
Oh.
This is in the modeling world. It's very difficult to find someone and stay with someone because yes. You're just around beautiful people, going from beautiful people to beautiful people.
Yes, it is a competition.
It's yes, and it's very difficult. I just see things and I get aroused. It's very difficult.
Very difficult.
You are currently in a relationship.
Yes, I am.
That's going well.
Well, Ed Covington. Edited Covington.
I saw his name on the call sheet, and it's Ed. His full name is Ed with 14 D's, but he goes by the short version. Edited.
That's just because it's eye-catching. We all have our stage names.
Yes. That is his legal birth name, though. I think his father just had a stutter, and they just wrote it in.
Well, I think it's unique.
Yes. I think there's an old Chinese saying of something like that, too. I don't know what it is. But anyway, how is this going? How's Ed go? How is he?
Oh, he's lovely. He broke up with me this weekend, forgot to mention that. But it's okay. He told me, the last time this happened, he told me he's been breaking up with me to teach me how to be strong, how to be secure with myself, that I don't need another man, that all I need is myself. And when I realized that, he comes back into my life. And it's a reward for knowing that I'll be okay.
That's not a good relationship. Ugh.
How do you know? You weren't there. You can't judge a relationship that you weren't there for.
I don't think you should break up with someone just to test them. That's mean. How about you just talk it out like a person?
Talking doesn't do much.
It does a lot of things, actually. Most things are done by talking.
People tend not to take me seriously at first talking, so it's just better for doing things.
Being Why don't they take you seriously? Is it because your outfits?
There is a distinct complication, a line between how I look and how I act, how I am.
Okay.
And most people go off looks, and after a while, that line begins muddied because people treat you how you're looked. You get put on a pedestal, and then you begin to act like the Disney princess you are, or that you become. But anyways, back to Covington.
Sorry, that just made me think about this boy that I went to high school with who looked like every high school bully that I ever knew. He looked like Biff from Back to the Future.
Oh!
And everyone made fun of him.
Oh!
And everyone thought that he was a bully. He was never a bully. I can't remember a time that he was a bully. But everyone just assumed that he was a bully and treated him like a bully. And I think he eventually became a bully. But anyway, You don't use this full name.
But it's lovely. It sounds like music. Okay. So, a couple of weeks ago, he came back from his CIA trip.
What?
Yes, he works for the CIA.
No, he doesn't. He's a model.
Oh, please. That's just a cover. No one would expect someone so beautiful to work for the CIA.
That what? No, that's what we all... Have you seen a movie? He works for the CIA.
He does.
What's he do?
He was just flown to Israel a few weeks ago, and I know this is true because whenever we're together, he has to turn both of our phones off, otherwise his bosses are listening to us. He's so romantic.
Uh-oh.
So, a few weeks ago,
I think he's cheating on you, but sorry.
I trust him, and I have to trust him, otherwise he will go away again.
It's just that if you go in with someone and they tell you to... And they have to turn their phone off, it's because they're scared of getting a text from the person that they're cheating on you with. And then he flew to Israel.
Yes, he had to interview a new alien, and then he found this clip online that...
Go back. Sorry. What? An alien. He talked to an alien. Don't use his full name. Just call him Mr. Covington from now on.
Mr. Covington!
He talked to an alien. Just talk to him. He spoke English. It's like Star Trek. All the aliens speak English.
He didn't say, and I was so fascinated, I forgot to ask.
You forgot to ask what... That seems like a very important part. Okay, so he talked to an alien in Israel. A Jewish alien.
The alien wasn't Jewish. They just prefer to stay in Israel.
It was a Christian alien.
I think he was agnostic.
Oh. Bold.
Maybe I'm just assuming. Is that a stereotype?
That all aliens are agnostic? That is a stereotype that I go with, yes. And I assume that everyone who lives in Israel is a Jew. Go. What happened next?
Bad Snippers! He's hungry. Snippers is hungry.
That's not a thing. Go. Hooker! Hooker got in the cookie jar. He's using his long hooky sloth things to slowly get a cookie.
But Hooker!
I have 15 minutes Hooker. To stop him. It's okay. But anyway, go on. So he talked to an alien.
Yes, Mr. Covington talked to an alien, and when he came back, he told me about the experience and how he thought about offering himself because he was so disingenuous with humanity.
Okay, that's serious. I can't make fun of that.
Yes.
As much as I would love to make fun of that, I can't. This is ridiculous. You think that he actually went to Israel and did this?
Yes.
That is an awful relationship. My relationship is going fantastic.
Oh, how is it, Stumps?
I'm dating a 1970s dictionary. It's thick, it's huge. It's got words in it that you wouldn't have anymore. The N-word is in there. It's great. It's racy. It's a healthy relationship. It doesn't tell me that it's going to Israel to kill some alien or whatnot.
He wasn't killing it. He was gathering information.
He could have just Skyped it. Made a phone call.
By the way, can we make this private if his bosses find this?
I can't. It's a public podcast. It's going out right now.
Oh.
We're live.
Oh, God.
It's one of those live podcasts.
Oh.
It's called The Radio. Shh, don't get too upset. My dictionary is sleeping in the other room.
Oh, can you come home with me? I'm a... Just tell Mrs. Dictionary that I need someone to
She's
work on my
plumbing.
She's
gonna get real jealous.
Oh, do you have a neighbor we can wake up? I don't want to go home alone.
I think this is all the time
I no longer want my privacy.
Okay, this is all the time that we have for Model Podcast. I'm Stumps.
Please, someone call in and come home with me.
Of course, this is Clark Reagan, who is just madly trying to get someone to come home with you. Just remember...
Do you have any ice cubes?
I did stay away from my kitchen.
And thank you for listening, these United of States.
That is this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this podcast and want more, you can listen to all our episodes on trythispodcast.com or on iTunes, Stitcher, or Pocket Cast. If you want to support the podcast, check out our posters over at mariomaps.com. That's mariomaps.com. Or just subscribe to us on any of those services. That helps out. That's it. Make sure to tune in next week. We'll have on a new guest, and we'll do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.